Please look in your Bibles in Romans chapter 5. A lot of times we say, Jesus died for me. And I think we say it a lot, and I know we believe it and we mean it, but I think sometimes we don't really think of it in the depth maybe that we should. I mean, think about that. Jesus died for me. Who in this world would you die for? I mean, I like to think that I would die for my wife. I like to think that I would die for my children. I like to think that I would die for my parents. But I know me, and if I had much time to think about it, I may not. I mean, to die for someone, to be willing to give your life for someone. If it's a choice between me and somebody else, I mean, that's going to be a hard decision to make, but that's exactly the decision that Jesus made. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before his crucifixion, the Bible tells us that his soul was overwhelmed to the point of death. I mean, this was not just some, oh yeah, I'm God, I got this handled out, sure, I'll die for the sins of the world. I mean, this was a personal, this was a very real decision that Jesus had to make, because he knew the next day, and it's not going to just be a quick bullet to the head. It was going to be hours and hours of torture that he was going to endure. And so if I was standing on that hill at Golgotha, and Jesus was standing there on that hill of Golgotha, and the Roman said, okay, which one of you will die for the other one? Jesus stepped up. He said, I'll die. I will die for Steve. I will die for every person in this world. I will take on the sins of the world, and I will die for them. You know, I like to believe that I'd die for my wife, my kids, my parents, but that's a big decision to make. In Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 6, it says, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received reconciliation. The Bible tells us at just the right time. That's when Jesus died for us. Timing is everything. And Jesus died for us at the right time. Because he died for us, and it uses four words to describe us. Verse 6, it says we were powerless. Verse 8, it says we were sinners. Verse 10 says that we were enemies. And in verse 6, it says we were ungodly. Jesus died on the cross for us when we were powerless, ungodly, sinners, and enemies of God. It's like we were not living our best life. You know, a lot of times today, people say, oh, I'm living my best life. I'm having lobster in my taco in Cancun. You know, posted on social media, living my best life. No, we were living our worst life when Jesus died for us. We were powerless. We were stuck. There's nothing we could do. We were enemies of God. We're not big friends. I mean, you know, today we're washed up, we're clean, we're presentable. But Jesus died for us when we were in the ditch, when we were at our worst point in our lives. That's when he died for us. Verse 7, it says, rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. But possibly somebody might do that. You know, occasionally you hear stories of somebody sacrificing themselves. He says, but that's very rare. But Jesus did it for us. In verse 8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this way: that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. They're going to be passing bread, and they're going to be passing juice of the grape. And these emblems, they represent the body and the blood of Jesus. And the body and the blood that he gave on that hill at Golgotha 2,000 years ago. And he made that conscious decision that day for me and for you. Jesus died for our sins. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for this time that we can gather together to take the communion. We thank you that you care about us individually. Father, at one time we were powerless, we were ungodly, we were sinners, we were enemies of yours. And yet that's the right time for you to die for us, and you followed through and you did it. Lord, help it not to be just a story in a book, but something that's personal. Something that we can understand, and we can't quite fathom the sacrifice and the love and the just the power that it would take to make that decision to die for another person. But Father, we're just so thankful you did it for us, God, because we were without you. We have nothing. We are nothing. We need you for everything. Lord, as we take this this bread and this wine, and this juice, Father, help us to think about it, God, to just really let it sink in and soak in and just inform every area of our life. We love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.